I get wound up. I have anxiety. That's something I deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird reaction. Recently diagnosed with bipolar disorder. You wanna, that's fucking. I would have guessed that one. You'll love this. Well, one of you will. Don't you fucking judge me. I'll go manic in a heartbeat. I was diagnosed at like 2 a.m, which is weird, but you can go manic at any moment. And I was explaining to this woman about how much I enjoyed my manic episodes, and I still will stand behind it today. I was like, it's so great because I'm loaded with energy. I just create. I'll write jokes. Some of them are bullshit, but I don't need drugs or alcohol. No sleep. I just fucking go, go, go. And she goes, oh, so you're bipolar. Which I responded, well, we haven't thought about that. Also, look, yeah, we, not a good way to refer to yourself. I get that now. I know why I did it. I got about 6-7 people live in my head, all women, and they refuse to get on the same cycle. So it's fucking chaos. Right? 5 years from now, one's hitting menopause. I'm getting a chest hair. I can't wait. But right now, just chaos. Anyway, so I tell her, I was like, well, we haven't thought about that. She does this, which is the Etch-a-Sketch face that I get from a lot of people. And she goes, oh, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. You're bipolar. And I was like, ooh, that is aggressive for an Uber driver, but I guess if driving doesn't work out, you could be a doctor. I don't medicate the disorder because I appreciate a challenge. I think it builds character in a person, to be honest. I've also come to realize, like, if you have anxiety or manic episodes, my manic episodes bother my friends way more than it will ever bother me. I wish that didn't bring me joy. I know it makes me a bad person, but I'm just honest. Like, every time my friends are like, God damn it, you're being a handful. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm your responsibility. You can't leave me because I'll end up in a ditch. Should have never taken me out. Fuck. One of my roommates recently was like, dude, you get so wound up, you should take pills. And I was like, I think that's because you sell pills. I don't know what your financial gain has to do with my mental health. And he goes, well, if you don't want to take pills, just smoke pot. And I was like, with a head full of anxiety. What could go wrong there, you back alley pharmacist? He goes, but smoking pot's fun. I'm like, for everybody. Because I'll be the first one to tell you, there's nothing more fun than sitting around smoking pot with all your buddies and then realizing, oh shit, my friends aren't here. This stuff's laced. I'm going to die now. That's what's going to happen to me. Why is my heart moving so fast? What did I smoke? A tire? Son of a bitch, I am sweating for no reason. I know that. Where's my shoe? I should have two. This is going to be a problem. Is that a cat? I don't own a cat. God damn it. I should be in a controlled environment. I know that. I am sweating. My skin is itchy like a cactus. Is that part of this? I need milk. Who the fuck am I talking to? I hate milk. Somebody stole the front of my hair. You know what? I do not like this anymore. At all. I should put a jacket on. I should jacket off. Oh man, that's great. This carpet needs to be mowed. I know that for sure. God damn it. If I'm gonna die, I better call my mom. If I'm gonna call my mom, I better clear my browser history. God damn it, how long have I been like this? Maybe I'll just lay in the bathtub and sleep this off. I better check the closet. The mailman might be in there spying on me. Yeah. Who wouldn't wanna? Yeah, we're good? Yeah. Who wouldn't wanna do that every weekend, huh? It's fucking. I'm not against drugs. I mean, look at me. It's like, you're not going to obtain this point of view living your entire life saying no. That would be weird. So, it has been so much fun tonight. I hope you guys have had a good time. I think we're winding it up.